If enacted, Assembly Bill 175 would increase the state's minimum wage by $1.25 a year. That's until it topped out at $14 an hour for workers with employer-offered health care and $15 for individuals without the benefit. Democratic Assemblyman William McCurdy II of Las Vegas introduced the bill.
It boosts the morale of the families. It allows us to decrease the number of children that we have living in poverty because their parents are ultimately able to, you know, provide for them.
Those in favor of the raise say it would help lift struggling families out of poverty and boost the economy. Those against, namely business owners, argue it would force employers to cut costs, leading to layoffs as well as inflation. For lawmakers, the split appears to be along party lines. Republican Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks says high numbers of undocumented workers have created problems.
What I can blame, though, are employers who knowingly hire people that are illegally in the country. You need to aggressively enforce an e-verify system to protect American workers and protect the legal immigrants that have done all the necessary steps and then are forced in a competitive job market with people who don't follow the rules.
A wage increase has been a major talking point for Democrats. But party leaders have not yet voiced support for this particular bill. It may also face opposition from Republican Governor Brian Sandoval and his veto pen. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.